Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and today I want to talk about overthinking. How many times a day are you getting caught in a negative feedback loop of rumination? It's like this one thought was a wasp bouncing around in your head and stinging you over and over with like no relief, right? I often feel it at night when I'm trying to sleep. I get unnecessary thoughts stuck in my head like, I can't believe my friend said that. And why did I eat that second brownie when I'm trying to avoid sugar this week? Or even if my life plan is my life plan bringing me all of the happiness that I desire. I just ruminate. It's unproductive, it's unhealthy, and it prevents me from getting my much desired sleep. And you all know how much I feel about sleep. When I was rereading Sonia Lyubomirsky's book, The How of Happiness, I came back across her idea on overthinking. While it is good to be aware of our feelings and investigate how and why we respond to specific triggers, Sonia discussed that while many believe turning one's thoughts inward helps with self-reflection, there are limits and caveats. First, one should avoid ruminating when they are feeling sad or distraught. When you're already in this state of unhappiness, adding unnecessary thoughts can leave you feeling besieged and powerless and self-critical and pessimistic and just generally negatively biased. The more you think, the further you go down this downward spiral of self-doubt and helplessness. Your views of the world and yourself end up becoming distorted, right? And the subsequent opinions that you form are inaccurate and maybe even irrational. So additionally, even if you aren't in a negative emotional state, right? You're not spiraling when you start overthinking. Maybe you can get there quickly. Like overthinking can usher in negative biased thoughts and really skew one's account of past actions, causing motivation to lessen or interfering with problem solving and concentration. So what can you do to stop overthinking? I'll be honest, pulling yourself out can be tricky, but distraction is honestly one of the best answers. Of course, there will be times when we must experience negative aspects of life to process them, but not overthink them. When you get to that overthinking stage, I suggest getting involved in an activity that pulls your attention. For example, it could be watching a movie, playing a game, listening to a podcast, cooking a recipe, hanging out with your kids, writing a gratitude list, completing a random act of kindness, or anything else that sucks up enough of your attention that there's no more room for negative thoughts. Personally, when I catch myself in overthinking mindset, I do 10 jumping jacks and maybe even a few like high kicks in place, something to completely change my thought cycle. I also tell myself, if it's appropriate, this lesson that I learned from Brené Brown, which is this sentence: the story I'm making up in my head is ... right? And then I always like to add, but that might not actually be the other person's story. So this kind of reminds me that I can get off track when I overthink a situation. Before we sign off, I ask that you share your overthinking distraction in a review or in a direct message. I always love learning other creative methods for, you know, not getting down this spiral. And I want to learn it from you because I think we're probably super aligned. So remember, kindness is contagious. Go out into the world and be kind to someone today. And if you're enjoying this episode, smash the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. It helps us spread more kindness into the world, and we invite you to be a part of that.